Dictation for Mary, Mary, Magirl, Magirl, July 1841. Address as a letter to Dr. Page, PAGE, 616-754-3828. Dear Dr. Page, consultation for Mrs. McGurn for renal failure comes accompanied with daughter-in-law, Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E, recent admitted to the hospital for diastolic type congestive heart failure. She's doing salt and fluid restriction, weight at home around 190s, 3 medium-sized meals. Denies nausea, vomiting, has chronic dysphagia with prior EGD and dilatation, apparently no malignancy, having problems with large pills, denies diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. She takes medications for prophylaxis, urinary tract infection, chronic nocturia incontinence, edema improve, denies ulcers or numbness. There has been prior falls without any loss of consciousness from being unsteadiness, denies syncope, uses a walker, a stable dyspnea, but no oxygen or inhalers, no sleep apnea or CPAP machine. She sleeps in the recliner, denies orthopnea PND, more from comfortable, neck and back pain. Her chair has the abilities to lift her. Denies purulent material hemoptysis, does have upper respiratory symptoms from allergies, no skin rash, no bleeding nose gums, no fever or headaches. Next paragraph, past medical history for diabetes, hypertension. History of deep vein thrombosis, anticoagulated, no pulmonary embolism, atrial fibrillation, anemia blood transfusion, coronavirus last year, December, was briefly in the hospital, but no respiratory mechanical ventilation. Next number, coronary artery disease prior bypass surgery. She's aware of kidney problems for a number of years. Prior aortic valve disease. Venous insufficiency, according to records TIA, but she doesn't recall this. Depression. Question seizures, does not recall that. Hypothyroidism on replacement. Next paragraph, surgeries, two vessel coronary artery bypass, tonsils, adenoids, bilateral lens implant, colonoscopies. Next paragraph, reported side effects to aspirin and statins. Next paragraph, smoke for 8 years, less than one pack, discontinued more than 50 years ago, no alcohol abuse or family history of kidney problems. Next paragraph, medication list review, Norvasc, Coreg, Clonidine, Plavix, Cymbalta, Zetia, Tricor, Lasix, Nurantic, which is new, Glipizide, Lentas, Nitrates, Keppra, Thyroid Replacement, Claritin, Multivitamin, Macrodantin, as needed Tylenol, Benadryl, Flonase, Lidocaine Patches, Sofran, Tramadol, which sounds a very high dose, is recorded as 100 four times a day, although she says to be doing it every 8 hours. Prilosec, potassium, Xarelto. Next paragraph. On physical exam, weight 193, height 60 inches. Blood pressure 90, 54 on the right, 88, 52 on the left. Hard of hearing, normal speech, bilateral cataract surgery. She has persistent deviation of the Head tilted to the left side towards the shoulder. Same degree of cervical abnormalities. Bilateral carotid bruise, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, minor JBD. Few RALS bases, but for the most part distant clear, no consolidation pleural effusion. Atrial fibrillation less than 60 distant, no pericardial wrap. Obesity of the abdomen, no palpable liver, spleen, or ascites or masses. 2-3 plus edema below the knees. No inflammatory changes or cellulitis. There is varicose veins. Pulses are decreased. No gangrene. She has some jerking movement, myoclonus, but no gross focal deficit. Minor decrease of facial expression, but no gross Parkinson. Next paragraph. Chemistries. Creatinine has progressed over time. 1.4, 1.5, 2.3, 2.17, 1.83, and the most recent one, 1.96 for a GFR of 25, stage 4. Most recent sodium potassium acid base normal, calcium normal, low albumin, liver function test not elevated, normal phosphorus, anemia 11, a normal white blood cell, normal platelets, urine without blood protein, I repeat chemistries, the day of the exam, creatinine, as indicated above, 1.96, potassium at 5.1, normal sodium acid base, anemia with iron deficiency, ferritin 70, saturation 14%, phosphorus not elevated, normal white blood cell platelet, hemoglobin of 11, elevated kappa, K-A-P-P-A, elevated ratio, kappa lambda, immunofixation is pending. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 4. Background of diabetes and hypertension. Blood pressure in the office is running in the low side. Next number, hyperkalemia. Next number, iron deficiency anemia. Next number, elevated monoclonal protein awaiting immunofixation. Next number, atrial fibrillation. Anticoagulated. Next number, prior stroke with prior documented abnormal CT scan. Next paragraph, plans, discuss with the patient and family member the meaning of advanced renal failure and progression. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. For volume overload, she is trying to do salt fluid restriction and keeping weight records. She lives alone and depends on Meals on Wheels and family members helping with meals. We discuss about potentially requiring dialysis and the need to monitor over time. Xarelto is not used for GFR less than 30, might need to be changed to Eliquis. potentially a low dose. Tramadol is also high risk of encephalopathy in advanced renal failure. She needs to start to wean down the dose. Awaiting further results to make sure that there is no active plasma cell disorder, monoclonal process. I don't see information about kidney ultrasound, which we are going to request. Otherwise, urine has been negative for blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. At this moment, no need for phosphorus binders, no need for bicarbonate replacement or potassium binders. There is mild degree of secondary hyperparathyroidism that does not require specific treatment. Potential iron replacement intravenously and EPO treatment. Further workup for plasma cell disorder if immunofixation shows abnormalities. End of dictation.